But I want to show you a little bit about that word, chesed. Well, I'll wait till I read this, though. A book named Chesed in the Bible.
Wow.
By Nelson Gluck. He goes to all the places that has this word, this special word with its special meaning. And he says, and I put this in my new book, it's in the back of it, on healing, my healing scriptures. Chesed is the conduct required in the mutual relationship between allies or people in covenant. The obligations and rights acquired through a covenant are translated into corresponding actions through chesed. And we're going to go back in this and you'll get it better. Chesed is the real essence of brit or covenant. And it can almost be said that it's its very content. Now, hallelujah, bless the Lord. I want to read you something else in this book. This is the book that came to me. I'm telling you, it came to me in the mail that very week. Bless the Lord, hallelujah.
Did it change your life?
Chesed.
Oh my goodness.
The chesed of Jehovah, he's writing here, is not to be understood as grace, favor, or kindness. It's none of those. But as the covenantal relationship between God and his covenant partners.
Can you say that one part? But it's
the covenantal relationship. Chesed is something that's required with covenant. We're going to say what it is in a minute. Right now, I'm just skimming over the top.
Yeah.
And right now, my point is, it's not grace.
Right. I see what you're saying. You're emphasizing that.
Chesed, God's chesed, can only be understood as God's covenantal, Jehovah's covenantal relationship toward his followers. And I want to read you this little part down here. Now, we're going to go back over this in detail so you'll get it. I'm just showing you right now that the guy thought it should be translated grace. I'm just making you understand right now.
Right.
No, it's not to be translated grace.
You're underscoring it.
The chesed of God, while it is not to be identified with his grace, is based upon the latter. Everything from God is by grace.
Yes.
I see grace like a big ocean before us.
Yes.
We're saved by grace. But how do we tap the grace? Through faith.
Yes.
You got to have the conduit of faith to translate that grace to your born-again experience. The chesed of God, while it is not to be identified with his grace, is based upon the latter. Insofar as the relationship between God and people, structured by him as a covenantal relationship, was effected or put into effect through an act of grace. But it's not grace.
No.
Because of grace, we have it.
Right.
Because of grace, we have anything from God.
Exactly.
But chesed is much more pointed. It's a more wonderfully pointed meaning word.
Okay.
Now, I understand where this young man got it, because when I was getting ready to do this, I went online and I saw that there one noted preacher who really, really pushed the grace, I'd say extremely. He had a whole teaching that chesed is grace and pointed out where all it is in the Bible. But it's not.
No.
Chesed is not grace. It depends upon grace.
And it's translated sometimes as
sometimes
grace.
It's translated.
Or mercy.
Sometimes it's translated mercy. Sometimes loyal love. Sometimes steadfast love, which we'll go over these later. But I had just received this book, and I read right in there that it's not grace. It can't be translated grace. It's much more in detail as that. Chesed, he writes, is the very essence of covenant. And it can also be said that it's its very content. Covenant. Blood covenant. What does that mean? It means you're entitled to chesed. If you have a covenant with God, you are entitled to his chesed. What is that chesed from God? Obligation. Obligatory love. If you're in covenant with him, you can call out to him and he's obliged. He has to. People in the world can cry out for mercy, but people in covenant with God can cry out for chesed. God, I'm in covenant with you.
Yes.
You're obliged to love me.
Exactly.
You're obliged to keep your promises to me.
You know what that reminds me of?
What does it remind you of?
It reminds me of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, where it kind of gives this responsibility of working with God through chesed.
Mm-hmm. We have it's reciprocal.
Exactly.
If he's in covenant with you, Shelley, you got some parts you need to play.
Well, absolutely. And he talks about in verse 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And he talks about the fellowship and the communion and the partnership. But then he says, as God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then this is our part. You can see both parts. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, come out from among them. He just talked about the darkness and not having fellowship with them. Come out from among them, be separate, and touch not the unclean. Now, I see this partnership. Then he said, this is God's part, I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you. Oh, we haven't scratched the surface.
We haven't scratched the surface.
And you'll be my sons and daughters.
You see, it's because you're in a covenant, I have responsibilities, and you have responsibilities. Mm-hmm. God has responsibilities, and we have responsibilities. Not that we work for our salvation.
No.
You're born again by grace through faith. But to enjoy the fullness of covenant blessings, enjoy chesed and say, hey, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lord. Not that you'd say, hey, Lord, but, you know, Father,
there's this fellowship.
This is due to me.
Yes.
This is due to me.
Exactly.
Because I'm in chesed with you. Now, chesed, it's not just God. It can be between humans. But there is a divine application in our covenant with God. But it's an old, old concept that goes way, way back to people that knew more about covenant than we do.
Eastern people.
Eastern people. In fact, I'm going to read to you out of this book right here. In ancient Israel, as was the case in ancient Arabia, and also in present-day Arabia, the law of hospitality was sacred. The host, if necessary, had to risk his life for his guests. Hosted guests stood in a reciprocal, protective relationship to one another. Between them, there was a relationship of rights and duties, comparable to that which existed between blood relatives. Host and guests became brothers in every respect. Whoever slept in the tent of another and ate of his bread was accounted as a member of the host's family. In ancient Israel, this mutual relationship of rights and duties between host and guest was called chesed. Now, chesed, it's still the truth. It's still the way it is. If you can get an Arab to go into, if you can eat in his tent, he's sworn to protect you to his own death. Mm. And I was thinking of our friend Max when he was delivering books for his father years ago in his youth. He was Arab. Mm-hmm. And he is Arab. Yeah. And he was at that time Islamic. And he was down in the country where they have Bedouins. And he was invited to eat with this chieftain or head of family. And he said, can you stay and eat? And he said, no, I've got to be busy. And that guy took out a gun, put it to his head. And you said, you eat or you die. It's your choice. So in other words, if you eat with me and you go in a covenant meal with me, then I'm going to use my clout, you might say, to keep you protected among all my neighbors.
Yes.
You know, yep. all of my clan, all of my this, all of my
the
that.
Benefit.
Chesed is employed where there is a bond or an agreement, a covenant between people, between humans. Now, I want to look a little bit at this word chesed up here. And I want to explain something to you because if you get that book, you're going to want to know this. Now, this chesed is spelled in the Hebrew chet samech dalet. Or you might say, and this right here is this letter right here is chet. And this, of course, it begins with that ha sound, ha, chet. So here we have, and this is the way I spell it when I write it, I use the chet. But you're going to notice in the Gluck book, or Gleck, whichever way you say his name, he's going to spell it without the C in front of it, but And they didn't do it on the cover, which they should have. But you can do this in English. It's accepted that when there is a dot under the H, you're going to give it the ha, that sound.
Yes.
So this is the word chesed. And I'm going to show you then its meaning. Here is it, Hebrew, right to left, chesed. We're reading with a chesed. And this, of course, equals the same thing. It's obligatory love. Obligatory love. Loyal love, you could say, based on a covenant. If you are in covenant with someone, then there is this thing which is the essence of covenant. Mm. This is, chesed is the essence of covenant. Why do you go in covenant? Why do you go in a covenant? Why did the ancient people, like the ancient tribes of Africa, why did they go in covenant? Why did they cut blood? Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to fight for you. Mm-hmm. You are going to get my protection.
Exactly.
Anybody comes out against this tribe, our tribe's going with you.
Yes.
You enter into covenant and you get from covenant chesed. Everything that chesed supplies.
Yes.
So let's think of God. If we're in covenant with God and we're in the new covenant.
Yes, we are.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's blood covenant.
That's right.
If we're in covenant with God, then we expect all the promises of God.
Absolutely.
Are yea and amen.
Amen.
And we can say and now, not to be born again, but to walk in the blessing, you need to walk in the law.
Yes.
And so what is the law?
Love.
That's
divine
our law.
Love.
Divine love. So we're going to go into more of what you can expect and I can expect. And you can cry out to God, Father, we're in covenant. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
You don't have any doubt that he's promised you healing.
That's right.
You think you're going to make your covenant partner sick?
No.
No, you're in covenant with him. Shalom.
Shalom.